Welcome to Fresh Bread with Raymond McCulloch. Raymond is the former editor of Irish Christian magazine Bread and, with his wife Jerry, directs Kingdom Come Trust based in Northern Ireland. He has pastored and led worship for several years in Belfast and is currently involved in music and media production.
Hi, I'm Raymond McCulloch. Welcome to episode 17 of our series Fresh Bread, Your Kingdom Come. Based on my book, The Whore Under Muller, 9/11, Babylon and the Return of the King. And for 2 days only, you can download the complete Kindle edition of this book absolutely free. You don't even need a Kindle device. Just download the free app from the Amazon page. For PC, Mac or mobile devices such as iPhone or Android. Download free from 12 midnight Pacific time tonight. That's the 12th and 13th of March. Tell your friends too. If you've missed the previous shows, don't worry. You can still play or download the podcast of previous shows from our website, kingdomcome.org.uk, or you can read the first few chapters of the book for free there, and you can download the relevant prophetic passages for your own study. You'll also find more information about the music and the content of each show, and you can read all the encouraging emails we receive about this and our previous shows. Here is one of them. Dear Brother Raymond, it's okay to stand out from the pack. Thanks for doing it. Penny Fison, Columbus, Ohio, USA. If you want to contact us, our email address is simply raymond@kingdomcome.org.uk or just use the form on our website, kingdomcome.org.uk. In previous weeks, we've covered the preface, introduction, and the first 10 chapters of the book. Last week, we covered the first part of chapter 11, The Man is Revealed. Let's sum up chapter 11 so far. How will the Antichrist be revealed? 1. There will be some survivors after the fall of Babylon, but nothing will remain to sustain them in that land anymore. They will flee from enemy patrols and return to their own lands. 2. Jews and Israelites who did not heed the warnings of their own prophets will repent, turn to the Lord, and seek to return home to Israel, their own resting place. 3. The Messiah will not come until the man opposed to God's law is revealed. Then we have 7 years to go. He will not be revealed until he who hinders is taken out of the way. In other words, until Mega Babylon has fallen, as he and his 10-nation alliance are the main instruments of her destruction. His existence will necessarily be kept secret until after the event. And 5, as it is the Antichrist beast who instigates the destruction of Mega Babylon, the two cannot be one and the same thing. Babylon rides upon the beast until the beast turns and completely destroys her. Before we conclude chapter 11, The Man is Revealed, we're going to listen to Folk Arts Quartet from Massachusetts, USA, with two tunes, La Rille du Pondu and Chinquapin Hunting. Thank you. chapter 11 continued, the man is revealed. Revelation 14, an end time summary. Let's stick with the New Testament just a little longer. The Revelation chapter 14 contains a section where three angels appear in quick succession, each with a different announcement to make. They are referred to as an angel, a second angel, and then a third. These, I believe, show us the near future in a nutshell, in chronological order. Revelation 14, 6-16. Then I saw another angel flying in mid-air, and he had the eternal gospel to proclaim to those who live on the earth, to every nation, tribe, language, and people. He said in a loud voice, "Fear God and give him glory, because the hour of his judgment has come. Worship him who made the heavens, the earth, the sea, and the springs of water." A second angel followed and said, "Fallen, fallen is Mega Babylon, which made all the nations drink the maddening wine of her adulteries." A third angel followed them and said in a loud voice, "If anyone worships the beast and its image, and receives its mark on their forehead or on their hand, they too will drink the wine of God's fury, which has been poured full strength into the cup of his wrath. They will be tormented with burning sulphur in the presence of the holy angels and of the Lamb, and the smoke of their torment will rise for ever and ever. There will be no rest, day or night, for those who worship the beast and its image, or for anyone who receives the mark of its name." This calls for patient endurance on the part of the people of God, who keep his commands and remain faithful to Jesus. Then I heard a voice from heaven say, "Write this, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on." "Yes," says the Spirit, "they will rest from their labour, for their deeds will follow them." I looked, and there before me was a white cloud, and seated on the cloud was one like a son of man, with a crown of gold on his head, and a sharp sickle in his hand. Then another angel came out of the temple and called in a loud voice to him who was sitting on the cloud, "Take your sickle and reap, because the time to reap has come, for the harvest of the earth is ripe." So he who was seated on the cloud swung his sickle over the earth, and the earth was harvested. The first angel here has the eternal good news to proclaim to every nation and language. Although many organizations and individuals are zealously working towards this, I don't think any of them would claim that every tribe and tongue has been reached as yet. So, this is where we are at the moment in this prophetic timescale. The second angel announces that Babylon has fallen. The news of America's destruction that will shock the world, while the third angel gives us a very clear warning against following the beast who is about to be revealed. After this, the earth is reaped and the Messiah's kingdom comes into being. We will also find that Yeshua, Jesus, makes a similar statement in Matthew 24, where he talks a lot about his return. Matthew 24, 14. "This gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all the nations, and then the end will come." So the timescale is the same. Once the message of the gospel gets out to every nation, things rapidly draw to a close. In fact, there will be only 7 years to go. But we'll come to that in a minute. The times of the Gentiles. This time that we are currently living in, since the crucifixion, is referred to by the prophets as the times of the Gentiles, the nations. The times of the Gentiles began with the crucifixion of Yeshua, and will end when every nation, tribe, and language has had an opportunity to hear the gospel. Yeshua prophesied the destruction of Jerusalem, which took place in 70 AD. Luke 21, verses 20-24. "But when you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, then recognize that her desolation is near. Then those who are in Judea must flee to the mountains, and those who are in the midst of the city must leave, and those who are in the country must not enter the city, because these are days of vengeance, so that all things which are written will be fulfilled. Woe to those who are pregnant and to those who are nursing babies in those days, for there will be great distress upon the land and wrath to this people, and they will fall by the edge of the sword, and will be led captive into all the nations, and Jerusalem will be trampled underfoot by the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled." After the fall of Jerusalem, the Jewish nation were driven from the land and scattered around the world until recent years. Yeshua used the phrase "times of the Gentiles" to refer to a definite period of time of unspecified length, which will eventually be fulfilled. In other words, it will come to an end. When it comes to an end, is fulfilled, the end will come. Paul, in his letter to the Romans, also refers to the fullness of the Gentiles, meaning when the full number of the Gentiles are added. When this occurs, God will turn his attention to Israel. Romans 11, verses 25 and 26. Blindness in part has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in. Then all Israel shall be saved. The times of the Gentiles is a prolonged hiatus in the messianic timescale, which is tied up with the destiny of the nation of Israel. The exact time of the Messiah's first coming was revealed to the prophet Daniel after he had spent 3 weeks fasting and praying for the answer.
I am standing on the edge of the water, and I am watching the wild birds fill the sky, and I am longing to be lifted up among them. I am not dying, I'm getting ready to fly.
And these old hands tell my story. 50 years on, the Boston piers took their toll. Faded faces smile from those places I cannot return to. Till my days are done and they take me home. And I am standing on the edge of the water, and I am watching the wild birds fill the sky, and I am longing to be lifted up among them.
I was a young wife, my whole life still before me. It was the last year of the last great war. My darling Edward never returned from Normandy. I will see my Edward once more, and I am standing on the edge of the water, and I am watching the wild birds fill the sky, and I am
like an ember, but I remember a promise I once made. I said, dear Father, I'll be faithful forever. And as he draws near me, he can hear me pray.
Standing on the edge of the water,
Calaveras from San Francisco, California, and ready to fly. Daniel's 70 weeks. The prophet Jeremiah before him had foretold that the Jewish captivity in Babylon would last for 70 years. Daniel then sought the Lord about this and was given a very specific answer by the angel Gabriel, who was sent to enlighten him. Daniel 9 verses 20 to 27. While I was speaking and praying, confessing my sin and the sin of my people Israel, and making my request to the Lord my God for his holy hill, while I was still in prayer, Gabriel, the man I had seen in the earlier vision, came to me in swift flight about the time of the evening sacrifice. He instructed me and said to me, Daniel, I have now come to give you insight and understanding. As soon as you began to pray, a word went out, which I have come to tell you, for you are highly esteemed. Therefore, consider the word and understand the vision. 77s are decreed for your people and your holy city to finish transgression, to put an end to sin, to atone for wickedness, to bring in everlasting righteousness, to seal up vision and prophecy, and to anoint the most holy place. Know and understand this, from the time the word goes out to restore and rebuild Jerusalem until the Anointed One, the ruler, comes, there will be 7 sevens and 62 sevens. It will be rebuilt with streets and a trench, but in times of trouble. After the 62 sevens, the Anointed One will be put to death and will have nothing. The people of the ruler who will come will destroy the city and the sanctuary. The end will come like a flood. War will continue to the end, and desolations have been decreed. He will confirm a covenant with many for 1 seven. In the middle of the 7, he will put an end to sacrifice and offering. And at the temple he will set up an abomination that causes desolation until the end that is decreed is poured out on him. The 70 weeks is literally 77s. In other words, 490 years from Cyrus' decree to Nehemiah to go and rebuild Jerusalem. We only use the word weeks for convenience because this prophecy is well known as this. Daniel was certainly not expecting to see the Messiah appear after only a year or so. This period, which relates specifically to the nation of Israel, is divided unequally into two parts by a very important event. After 483 years, the Messiah will be put to death, and then immediately follows the times of the Gentiles. This leaves 1 week, 7 years, of Daniel's 70 weeks prophecy then to be fulfilled, once the times of the Gentiles are completed. As Yeshua said in Matthew 24:14, the gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all the nations, and then the end will come. When the times of the Gentiles come to an end, then we have only 7 more years until Daniel's word is completed and the Messiah comes to set up his kingdom. As the Revelation states, the times of the Gentiles will end with the fall of Mega Babylon, and then the man beast who exalts himself will be revealed and take over the whole world. We return again to the times of the Jews, or more accurately Israelites, for the last 7 of Daniel's prophecy. Daniel 9:24. 77s are decreed for your people and your holy city to finish transgression, to put an end to sin, to atone for wickedness, to bring in everlasting righteousness, to seal up vision and prophecy, and to anoint the most holy place. So thankfully, the man without law, the beast, has only 7 years to rule. His time will be short, but eventful. Verse 27, he will confirm a covenant with many for 1 seven. In the middle of the 7, he will put an end to sacrifice and offering, and at the temple he will set up an abomination that causes desolation, until the end that is decreed is poured out on him. After his inauguration before the world by the leaders of the 10 powerful nations, almost the first action of the man-beast will be to make a 7-year covenant with the many. We are not told specifically that this is a covenant with Israel, but the structure of the sentence and the following statement that he will put a stop to sacrifice and grain offering does seem to relate specifically to Israel. The first half of his rule will be spent consolidating his position, trampling over the whole earth. The whole world will now be in the grip of this arrogant dictator. Then, in the middle of the week, as Daniel says, he will put a stop to the temple sacrifices and offerings. Daniel's last week is divided into two equal halves by the stopping of the temple sacrifice in Jerusalem, something which has not been happening since 70 AD. The 3.5 year period following this event are referred to many times by the prophets. Will the Jewish temple be rebuilt? It would seem that it will be at this point in time that the temple will be rebuilt. There can be no sacrifices or grain offering unless a Jewish temple exists in which to carry out these offerings. Preparations are already well underway for the possibility of this happening. Kohanim, priests, are being located around the world and trained in how to offer sacrifices. The gold and other vessels have been created, ready to carry out the various temple duties. The golden menorah has been created and is on display in the Jewish quarter of the Old City in Jerusalem. Cornerstones have been quarried and shaped, ready to begin the construction. The only problem is that the site already contains two Muslim mosques, the Dome of the Rock and the Al-Aqsa Mosque, and is presently under control of the Muslim Waqf. Jews or Christians are not even allowed to pray on the Temple Mount at present.
You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seal, because you were slain and with your blood you purchased men for God.
That was Julie Jacobs from Minnesota, USA, and You Are Worthy to Take the Scroll. Let's sum up what we've covered in chapter 11. How will the Antichrist be revealed? 1. There will be some survivors after the fall of Babylon, but nothing will remain to sustain them in that land anymore. They will flee from enemy patrols and return to their own lands. 2. Jews and Israelites who did not heed the warnings of their own prophets will repent, turn to the Lord, and seek to return home to Israel, their own resting place. 3. The Messiah will not come until the man opposed to God's law is revealed. Then we have 7 years to go. He will not be revealed until he who hinders is taken out of the way. In other words, until Mega Babylon has fallen. As he and his 10-nation alliance are the main instruments of her destruction, his existence will necessarily be kept secret until after the event. 5. As it is the Antichrist beast who instigates the destruction of Mega Babylon, the two cannot be one and the same thing. Babylon rides upon the beast until the beast turns and completely destroys her. 6. Revelation 14 gives us a quick summary of the end times. The gospel will reach every nation, tribe and language. Mega Babylon will fall, and then the Antichrist will be revealed. 7. The times of the Gentiles are completed with the fall of Babylon and revelation of the Antichrist. Yeshua said, then the end will come. 8. He exalts himself and is defined by his opposition to anything that is called God, therefore the title Antichrist. Incidentally, a good reason why he will not be a Muslim either. 9. His covenant with many will result in the Jewish temple being rebuilt in Jerusalem, though after 3.5 years he will call a halt to the sacrifices. And 10. His rule will be the last 7 years of Daniel's 70 weeks prophecy, though he only has authority to blaspheme God and to trample the holy city for 42 months, that is 3.5 years. As Daniel says, he will rule for only a short time. Join us again next week for chapter 12, The Mark of the Beast. Remember, if you want to buy the book, The Whore and Her Mother, in Kindle or paperback edition, go to our website, kingdomcome.org.uk. And remember to download the free Kindle edition tomorrow morning from 12 midnight Pacific time tonight, 12th through 13th of March. And do tell all your friends. Slán agus Panagia. Bye and God bless.
This series is produced by Precious Oil Productions for Kingdom Come Trust. For more information about the series, Bible notes and recordings of previous talks, check out our website at www.kingdomcome.org.uk or write to PO Box 200, Belfast, Northern Ireland, BT 23 7TZ.